Forbin stared up at the mountain and wiped away the beads of sweat that glistened on his brow. His tired feet were buried in the quagmire, and his bloodshot eyes saw all that lay between him and fulfillment of his vow.
Thank you.
Now this is the this is our first time in Southern California. So thank you. Very exciting. But right now what we want to do is, if we can bring it way down, we're gonna take you on a little journey back to where we come from, which is a long way away from here. And we're happy to be here, and we're happy to be out here by the beautiful ocean and everything, but where we come from is far away from the ocean. So if you watch right now, and come with me while we just kind of open the roof up on top of this building and let some of the air flow in here, and just imagine we're lifting up off the ground and up into the sky. And as you go up in the air, you can look down, you can see the lining of the shore go away, and the little oil pumps out there in the middle of the it's kind of lifting up, and you can get up and now up there in the clouds a little bit. And we're going to take you with us now back to where we come from, because we're troubadours from a different place than around here. So we're coming with us now, and the clouds are lifting apart. And we, as we go off, you can start to see sort of the continental divide over there, and the whole Colorado and everything, the Midwest, Canada, Alaska, and just going up into the darkness ahead and flipping backwards and spinning through the eons, through time and energy has no meaning anymore, and slowly you start to come out and break through the blackness, and you can see us, and now we're floating over a different place with large fields stretching out in one direction. You see a huge green field, and in the other direction, a huge forest that goes on as far as the eye can see. And out of the forest comes an enormous mountain, one huge individual mountain. And what we're doing right now is we're coming in, and we're gonna come land down in the woods of Gamehenge. And we're coming down into Gamehenge, and down as we pass all the different people of Gamehenge, the lizard people walking around, and they don't look very happy right now. They don't look very happy because they're slaves. They're slaves to the evil King Wilson. And we know that Gamehenge used to be a beautiful, serene place, everyone living in peace and harmony with nature. And the lizards used to live in peace and harmony with nature, and they had a book that they taught them the ways of life, and it was called the Helping Friendly Book. And they would read the book every day, and it would give them all the knowledge inherent in the universe. And once a year, they would go out to the field, and they would climb out to this great black rhombus that floated in front of the field, and they would climb on top of it and pray to their god and thank their god for the beauty and serenity that they lived in. And they looked over and they saw their gods on top of the mountain. None of them actually ever saw the god, but they knew that thousands of years this god had lived up on the mountain taking care of them, because this was the great and knowledgeable Iculus. The great and knowledgeable Iculus on top of the mountain. But then one day, a traveler came to the land of Gamehenge. And he didn't know about the great and knowledgeable Iculus, because Iculus was a great man. Iculus had written the Helping Friendly Book years before.
Written by the great and knowledgeable Iculus. Yeah, my children are old enough to read Iculus. A cold and lonely night,
running the pace of her fright.
Look at her face tonight!
So there was Iculus on top of the mountain, looking down at the people. And he saw a traveler walking through the woods. And the traveler came one day, and he walked, and he saw that these people were dependent on this book. So he took the book and he stole it from them, and he cut down all the trees in the middle of the beautiful forest, and he built a huge ugly city. And he put the book in the top of his castle in the highest tower. And the lizard people didn't know how to live anymore because they didn't have this book. So they decided to form a revolution, and they were going to overthrow the evil King Wilson. So they got together, and they tried to do everything they could. They had Rutherford the Brave, and Teela, the beautiful Teela was there, and Aaron Wolf, and all these other people getting together trying to overthrow the great and knowledgeable Iculus. But they were failing miserably. And suddenly one day another traveler came to Gamehenge, and his name was Colonel Forbin. And that's what I was just singing about a minute ago. Colonel Forbin came and he saw the revolutionaries and he said, "You guys, it's hopeless. There's only one thing to do. There's only one thing left to do. I'm gonna climb up the mountain in the distance. I'm gonna climb to the top of the mountain and find the great and knowledgeable Iculus and ask him to save us from this predicament." So nobody's ever seen Iculus before. People believe in him, but they don't know if he really exists because nobody's been up this mountain. It's a huge mountain. And Colonel Forbin starts climbing up this mountain, and he's climbing and climbing for days and getting hungrier and hungrier and tired, but he knows he has to go on. And finally gets up to this one peak, pulls himself up on top of the peak, and the whole mountain starts to vibrate. Boulders tumbling around his head, rocks falling down, trees, rocks, trees, boulders. And then he looks up and he sees the great and knowledgeable Iculus looking down at him. And Iculus looks down at him and he says, "Colonel Forbin, I am the great and knowledgeable Iculus, and I see how horrible the evil King Wilson is, and he's enslaved your people, and I'm going to give you one chance. I'm going to call on my friend, the famous Mockingbird, to fly out of the sky and land on my shoulder, and I will tell the famous Mockingbird to go to the castle of the evil King Wilson and steal the Helping Frook, Helping Friendly Book, Helping Benly Frook, and bring it back to the people of Gamehenge, and therefore you'll be able to know how to live in peace and harmony with nature." But he warns him that knowledge is not always good. If you have too much knowledge, it could be bad. So you better watch out when you get this book. But at any rate, you'll have to find that out in a different part of the story. But right now, off in the distance, there he is, the famous Mockingbird.
Fly, fly with Back to the Anaconda.